Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose and welcome to C'est La Me. I hope you are doing so well. I am. It is another podcasting from my bed sort of day. I actually posted that on Pinterest. I always post kind of a behind the scenes type of thing on Pinterest when I like before I start recording. And so if you want to go follow me there to see the behind the scenes, go do that. But yeah, it's just C'est La Me podcast on Pinterest. But it was kind of funny. I had my coffee and my mic and everything, and I was just like, I'm doing it from bed today because it is a Saturday morning. It is almost 10 o'clock and it's sunny outside. And I put on my moisturizer, I've got my coffee. I just feel like very calm, collected, and just really cozy right now. So it is a great day. So decided to do it from bed today. So hopefully everything sounds great. But yeah, so this week has been super, super good for me. I am working on a couple of things for my internship, which is so fun, guys. I love my internship so much. And so it is so much fun just getting to work on articles and different things. It is so enjoyable. I always look forward to going in. Like, I'm never like, oh, I don't want to go in today. I'm like, I am so excited. Even during spring break, I was missing my internship. I was like, oh, I wish I was back there, which kind of shows what kind of a life I have. But I love my internship. So I am working on a couple of things for that. And that is really exciting. I had a podcast interview this week with the Laughing Disaster podcast. I believe it's actually supposed to be out tomorrow, and it was such a nice interview. We just chilled, we talked about music, we talked about nostalgia, and it was so nice just to go on the show. And we were talking on Discord actually, which is where I found the Laughing Disaster podcast. And we were talking, and he was like, do you have any sort of topics you want to talk about? And so we kind of connected on music, and then we just decided, sure, we'll kind of talk. Have a basis in music, but we are going to kind of just chill and talk. And it went super well. Honestly, I hope I didn't make him nervous by not having like a specific topic to talk about because his music is a lot about music and games and other stuff like that. And so I did not want to scare him by not having any topics to talk about, but it went really well. We had a great conversation. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I will post it in the show notes so that y'all can go watch it. It's a podcast on YouTube. So you get to see my face, which is really, really great. I also had a podcast meeting yesterday with a company. It was kind of a research-based interview, and it was a lot of fun, but honestly, it was a little bit scary because they asked for exact numbers, like how many downloads does your podcast get? And like, how many downloads have you gotten since you first started? And it was so like, guys, the imposter syndrome and the comparison in that moment was so real. And I told them that I was like, I'm so happy with my audience. Of course, I want it to grow, but I'm so happy. But sometimes when I look back and think, wow, I've been podcasting for 2 years, I really should have way more downloads or I should have way more listeners. So it was so nice to be honest and just say, you know what? I love my podcast. I love my audience. And I have experienced a higher degree of success than I thought I would. But at the same time, I still think that I should be experiencing higher than I'm getting. It was a great interview, but it was very scary, but very good. So, yeah, there has been a lot going on this week. Oh, okay. So, something that my siblings and I have been trying to find, we have been trying to find where we want to go eat after our graduation ceremony. And, guys, it has been quite the talk of this week. We have just been creating a Google Doc and just adding to it as we see fit and adding just different restaurants and stuff. There are a lot of us graduating and I have a lot of siblings. Yeah. So there are a lot of us graduating and I am really excited about it, but we all have so different personalities and it is great, but also just like, oh my goodness, really, really difficult to find where we want to go eat. So I don't know why I'm telling you that. Really, I should be focusing on my graduation dress, which I do not know what I want. I don't even know what kind of style I want. I think I want a V-neck. We actually got our regalia this week. I'm so excited. So cap and gown and all that, tassels, everything, just very exciting. So it's getting real, guys. It is very, very real. But as far as my graduation dress, I think I want like a V-neck. I think that's what I want, because the gown is a V-neck, and I don't necessarily want my dress to show when I'm wearing my gown. And plus, I like that. I think it looks nice on me. But we are going to go shopping next weekend for graduation dresses, so I'm really excited. So hopefully I will find something then. If not, I can always order something online, but I do love to try something on. I love physically trying things on to see actually how they look on me. I do not have a model body, and I love just to see what I look like before I purchase something. Yeah, but today is actually kind of exciting because after I record this, I am going with my sisters to try out a new gym, and it just popped up in our area, and we saw online that you could get a free pass or free trial thing. You can get like a one-time pass, and so we're going to try that. So it should be a lot of fun. I haven't gone to the gym in a while. I've just been doing at-home exercises, which actually have been great, but I just haven't been, I don't really have classes on campus, and my campus gym is where I go, and so I just really haven't gone. I really want to, but it just keeps not working out that way. So I'm excited to go try a new place. Also, I'm going on a date tomorrow, and then what I'm doing with my internship this week is really going to be fun. We have some fun stuff coming up, so I'm excited. Also, this week is my mom's birthday, so I'm excited about that. I'm not quite sure what we're doing for that, but I am definitely excited. Alrighty, now that you have the lowdown on what is going on with me, we are going to get into today's episode. I'm so excited. I'm going to be telling some funny stories from my college days, which I am still in college, but not for long. So I decided, let's do this episode. So we all know that I went on a date with a married man in freshman year. If you have not heard that episode, I think it's called Crushes, Kisses, and First Dates. I think it's the part one and not the part two. If you want to go hear that story, that is a very entertaining story. But I have some more funny stories from college that were hilarious that I just thought I might as well tell these stories. They are awesome and I love them. So we are going to get started with one from freshman year. I was a music major, as we know, and the music department, it was Halloween, and the music department did not want to celebrate, apparently. They did not give us candy. They did not like do anything that would really like think that it was Halloween. They even had signs on the practice room doors that said open for a treat, and you were like, oh my gosh, like cool. So you opened it and then it said, just kidding, why are you not practicing? And that was kind of the attitude that was, it was just like, well, we're music majors, we don't have time for that. And I was kind of like annoyed about it. I don't know why I didn't think it was funny, but I think that all my siblings, like all of their classes, people were getting candy, people were celebrating, and I was just like super excited to hear what they were doing. And then when I came, it was like not that great. However, in choir, my choir professor was pretty good, and she did, acknowledge that it was Halloween, and she brought some Hershey. Cannot say that. Hershey kisses for us. And so we were all just like, yes. And so everyone was really excited because she was basically the only professor who gave us candy. I'm not expecting like, oh, a professor should give us candy. But just like compared to the rest of the campus, our department was like not having it. Don't know why. But she brought us Hershey kisses. So we were all excited. So she plays this like grand piano. She dumps it out on the top of the piano and she goes, okay, like here you go, like happy Halloween, whatever. So it was hilarious because before anyone, it was like at the end of the rehearsal. So before anyone could even like go to get like one or two, this one girl went and she literally like ran. She like elbowed her way past everybody and she literally like body slammed the piano. For the kisses, she puts all of her, like, she puts her arms around the entire like group of kisses and she has like one arm around them. Like you're kind of like playing poker or something and you get all the chips or something. I hope I was saying that right. I don't know. But she puts one arm around them and the other arm she has like a bag or her purse or something and she's literally scooping them into her purse, like entire groups, like 20, 30, 40 kisses into her bag. And my choir professor like just looked at her and she was like, just take one. And it was just the funniest thing. I'm still laughing to this day. Like, I told this to my family the other day, like, just recounted it. I've told them before, but it was so funny. And I don't know. I had guitar ensemble after that, and one of my fellow guitar students were like, Did you get any kisses like afterwards? And it was just so funny. We were like, whoa, all of us were kind of down that like our department wasn't really celebrating Halloween or, acknowledging anything. I did wear cat ears. That is something that happened. But we were all like, oh wow. And so the excitement was real for getting the kisses, but as soon as that girl body slammed the piano for kisses, we're just like, you can have them. We don't need them. Like, my goodness, we are not that excited or desperate for her kisses. But it was really funny. All right, this next story I think is when I was a junior and I was planning events for our entertainment board. And one of the events that I planned was a fall giveaway. And so I was like, everyone, get like post your favorite fall pictures and tag our department in them, and you can win a little like goodie bag. And I was really excited. I basically planned an event that I would want to participate in. And so these goodie bags, I was so proud of them. Just so proud. They were like clear, those like really aesthetic looking, like clear coffee mugs. I love clear coffee mugs. I don't have one, but I love them. And so they were that. There was a bag of ground coffee. There was candy in it. What are the things? I think there might have been like all of it was like in the coffee mug. It was just so cute. And what else was in it? Maybe like a pair of gloves or something. And I don't know what else, but it was a very, very cute little bag. And so I think I put maybe there were like I would say there were 3 to 5 bags. And so I was super excited. So I submitted a list of the stuff that we needed to get, and then my advisor was going to purchase the things from Amazon and then put together the bags. And so one day I come into work, all the bags are supposed to be good. They're all fine. And so I actually worked as the chair of the committee and then also as an office assistant because I was an office assistant before this. And then I got, into doing the chair stuff, but I still wanted to like help around the office. So it was good. But I looked in the closet where we kept everything, and I saw some of the bags, and they were very, very empty. And so I asked my advisor, I was like, hey, where's the coffee and the candy for the giveaway? Because I think it was basically like a coffee mug in gloves and maybe something else. And so he was like, oh, yeah, I don't like that, didn't get purchased, just work with what you have. And I was like, this is literally nothing. This is like barely anything. And so I had to go out and buy all the stuff myself. I had to buy bags of coffee and like candy bars and little like peppermints or something else for this giveaway because, and I had very specific things that I wanted. I wanted fall themed things. So I remember picking out this fall coffee. I think it was a cinnamon roll one from Dunkin', and I don't remember what candy I picked out, maybe like Reese's or something like that. It's orange, fall, whatever. I don't know that it actually qualifies. But there were specific things on that list that I was like, we need to get these because it's fall themed and it's fun. I had to go to Walmart and just use what they had. Luckily, they did have the cinnamon roll coffee, so I was very happy about that. But I was like, oh my gosh, like, we're just gonna give out these bags of like nothing, but it all made up for it because I got to give someone who won. I think she posted a picture of her and her boyfriend in like fall leaves. It was a really cute picture. And so I got to give her the little goodie bag, and she was so excited. She was like, this is the cutest thing ever. Oh my gosh, I am so happy. And she's like, whoa, this is a lot of stuff. And I was like, yeah, it is. I like really worked on this event. And so, I guess it wasn't an event, but I worked on this contest. And so it was all like fine afterwards, but I was like, oh my gosh, we're not just gonna give out clear coffee mugs with some gloves. Like, that's just not what we're gonna do. And so I was so excited about that event after it happened. And it turned out really cute, but that was a big struggle. After I was done with my shift, I had to go to Walmart. I had to come back, and I think I went to Walmart and Publix, and then I had to come back and in front of my advisor pack the little gift bags with the things that I had just bought. And that was a little bit awkward. I don't know, but the thing was, if we had just ordered it from Amazon, we would have been compensated for that. Instead, I basically that whole shift was basically paying for the give away stuff because I didn't get compensated. And that's okay. But it was just, it turned out really cute. So I was really excited about that. But that just goes to show you really have to care about your own stuff, because sometimes you're just going to be the one to have to put it all together. But it was a really cute event. I would totally do that again. Honestly, I really want to do a Sailor Me giveaway for my Sailor Me, like, birthday thing, 2 year anniversary in May. So please let me know. I think I'm gonna do a sticker, like a Q&A thing at the bottom of this episode. So if you are listening on Spotify, it's going to say something like, what items would you want for a giveaway? Because I really am planning on doing that for my 2 year anniversary. So please, please let me know what y'all want, and then I will announce the giveaway at some point. So I'm really excited about that. Oh my gosh, this next one happened last summer and it was horrible. So I was having a student media open house, and I kind of got in charge of planning that kind of by accident. I just suggested it, and then they were like, sure, you're in charge. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, there are like 10 people here. Why am I the sole one in charge? But anyway, so I apparently am good at planning events because I always end up like having to plan them, which is fine, but it's also just like a lot of pressure because it was all for all four branches. So we have newspaper, which I was a part of, managing editor at the time, and radio, magazine, which is hilarious that I'm not a part of magazine. I was in my sophomore year, but I'm not now, which that's what I want to go into, but you know, whatever. And then what else did we have? TV. Did I say that? TV, radio, magazine, and newspaper. That's what we have. So it was for the entire student media board. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, scary. And so we were having it at our communication department because that is where we are based. And so we were setting up for this event, and it's August. It's in the middle of August. And my advisor, like, I texted everyone and I was like, hey, we are setting up at this time. Please come and help, you know, whatever. I get there and it's just my advisor in this big tent that she got from Lowe's. And I was like, where's everybody else? And she's like, I don't know. Like, thanks for showing up. And I was like, yeah. And so it's in the middle of August. We are setting up this tent. It is so hot outside. I was sweating and just literally like dripping with sweat. It was horrible. It was awful. Thank God I applied deodorant, perfume. Thank God I had all of that in my purse so that I could like reapply later. I don't know. It was just horrible. Just everything. If you could just imagine like the most sweaty, stupid mess, that was me. And I was helping set up for this open house, and it was just a lot. And so we could not figure out how to get this tent up, and it was ridiculous. And it was just horrible. And so this really, really nice student came up to help. And she was like, hey, yeah, can I help? I have class in 10 minutes, but like, it looks like y'all need help, you know, because setting up this humongous tent from Lowe's is not a 2-person job. It is like a 4-person job. So 3-person, like, that's better than 2. So she was super, super sweet to help. Still remember her. Don't actually remember her name, but she was super great. And so I remember I was bending down, and I looked up at her, and her face, she was so concerned for me. She said, are you okay? And I started cracking up, and I said, yes, I am so sorry. I know that I look horrible. I'm totally okay. I just was not expecting it to be this hot, and I was not expecting to be the only one, along with my faculty advisor, to set up this tent. And it was hilarious. Like, her face, she was just complete and utter shock. Just like, are you okay? Like, total concern. Like, do we need to take you to the hospital? I'm not kidding, guys. My entire face was wet. I don't know how my makeup stayed. I don't even think I use waterproof makeup. It was horrible, guys. So I was actually very irritated when people just started moseying on up, like all the other student media people started coming on up, and I was just like, where have you been? You know, I was like, where in the world have you been? I was so irritated. And so I was like, I need to be excused to actually go look presentable because this is ridiculous. So I went and powdered my face and applied perfume, and I ended up looking fine, thank God, but I was so irritated because I'm going to be an ambassador for the student newspaper. This whole event was taking place like all day, and I don't want to be this like big mess when they come up and I'm like, hey, join student media, you know. So that was actually hilarious. Just her, that poor student, her beautiful concern for me, she was literally was just like, are you okay? And I was just like, not really, but it's going to be okay. Yeah. So this next story, this happened sophomore year of college, and it was actually kind of fun. It was really funny. And at one point, this guy who I'm about to talk about, he listened to the podcast. I do not know if he still listens, but it's really funny. So this guy and I, we worked together at orientation, and I had a crush on him. It was so cute. It's very cute. And he was just super sweet, too. He wasn't just like, oh, cute guy. Like, he was really sweet. We had great conversations, whatever. So I would sometimes see him in front of the library on my way from one class to another. And I love running into people. And so it was kind of during the specific time window. So one time I decided to wait in front of the library for him because one of my classes got out early and I was like, I am not going to be late to my other class, but like I can stall and like waste time because I wanted to see this dude. I liked him, and so obviously I wanted to see him. So I was waiting in front of the library for him. Eventually he came up, and you know, I was like, hey, you know, whatever, like playing it really cool and just like, yeah, fancy seeing you here. And he asked me why I was waiting in front of the library. He's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you waiting? Like, what are you doing, you know? And I just said something stupid, like, I had time to kill, so I'm just gonna stand in front of the library, you know, for no good reason. It was a gorgeous day. I think I said something like, oh, you know, it's just a pretty day, and, you know, whatever. Like, playing it cool, but not actually cool. I was like, what? But he totally knew that I was waiting for him. He 100% called me out on it and was just like, so he kind of had this like slight smile on his face. He's like, so what you doing? And I was like, oh, you know, the weather's great. The library is fun, you know. It was ridiculous. Like, I don't know if he still listens, but yeah, that was my embarrassing crush. But it was kind of funny, you know. And then from then on, I never waited for dudes again because I was like, they're gonna call me out. They know, they can see right through me and whatever. But he was nice about it. He wasn't like, he didn't push or anything, but he did have that slight smile that was like, yeah, so why are you waiting, you know? And he's like, I know, it's for me. So it was really funny. He was like kind of entertained by the fact that I waited for him. Yeah, anyway, so that's my story. And then this last story. Alrighty. So this was freshman year. I had a professor that I did not really like in freshman year. And I was also taking this 1-0 credit class that all the music majors had to take. And so it was recital class. So this class, you basically had to watch people practice or perform. Like, they said they were going to perform. But a lot of it was just like test run performances from where the recitals that they were going to do later. But it was like, I remember this class being really long. I don't remember if it was like an hour or like an hour and a half. It was ridiculous. And it was like at 3:00 on a Monday, and you were just like, I don't want to go. But I remember that each student had one class period where they could not show up and then they wouldn't be penalized. So a lot of students used that for the last week of class so that it would just be like leading into finals, just be free and you wouldn't have to go. And it was great. So, I did not get that because when I was having my orientation, I was not registered for that class, even though music majors have to take it up until senior year. It's very standard, very like, it's just something that everyone has to do. But for some reason, I was not registered for that class. So I remember going to another class and they said, hey, there's going to be a music major barbecue. And I was like, cool, when is it? And they're like, right after recital class. And then I was like, what's recital class? And everyone looked at me like I had two heads. They were like, what? You know? And so I got it all worked out. I got registered for it. And I had missed a couple of classes. So technically, like, I should have been penalized. But it was not my fault, and I did not know. So the professor of recital class, which is hilarious that I even need a professor, but, you know, there's a professor. And so she said, all right, you've missed like 2 or 3 classes. Technically, you're not allowed to, but I'll let you go with those and that should be fine. But you can't miss any other classes, even though I wasn't registered for it. So it was like kind of unfair since I should have been able to skip even though I hadn't gone because I did not know that I need to be registered for this class because no one told me. Anyway, so that class was very, very irritating. And so the professor that I didn't like did not teach that class. It's fine. It was my guitar professor. Did not love him. He was very annoying. I could literally do a whole episode on him, and I've actually thought about it because there's so much content. But yeah, we're holding off on that till after I graduate, if I even do it. But anyway, The funny part of the story is when I changed my major, I figured out that I could drop a few classes without it interfering with my scholarship. So I dropped all the classes that I was taking from that specific guitar professor. So I dropped guitar ensemble and my private lessons with this guy. And then I also dropped that 0 credit recital class. So yeah, that is so fun. That was like kind of a moment that you really wish you could always have when you are going through life. You know, sometimes you just really want to be like rude to people and you can't. But that was kind of a way of just being like, I do not need these. This does not benefit me at all. So I remember that same guitar student who was like, did you get any kisses from the first story? I'm proud of myself. This is really coming around full circle. But anyway, she texted me and she's like, where have you been? Because I missed like 3 classes, you know, and I wasn't showing up for my lessons. And so I just said, oh, I changed my major and I dropped guitar ensemble and guitar lessons. And then she was like, good for you, but our professor does not know. He literally is asking, where is Rose? Okay, that's something about him. He called me Rose. My name is Amelia Rose. I go by Amelia Rose. He called me Rose. He totally dropped the first part of my name, which is something that people do not do. People always call me Amelia, and I'm trying to say, like, Amelia Rose, like, you know, that's why I say, hey, y'all, it's Amelia Rose, welcome to Say La Me, so that it might catch on. But no, he just called me Rose. I was like, what is going on? But no, he apparently did not know I dropped it, even though he can look that information up, and he was asking, where's she? Yeah, I could do an entire episode about him, and I kind of, should I, after I graduate, just do an entire episode on how bad he was and how, like, annoying and frustrating he was? To be honest, told y'all, there's a lot of content to work off of, and that would be an entire episode. So also, let me know if you do that Q&A. Let me know what you want in the giveaway, and if I should do an episode on my bad guitar professor. Yeah, that is all the stories that I have. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I love telling stories from college. I love telling stories in general, but I love a theme. So funny college stories, I very much enjoy it. So I hope you did too. Make sure to go follow me on Pinterest, go join my Discord, rate and review the podcast if you love it, and subscribe so you don't miss anything else. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.